I want to welcome everyone to this week's virtual drasha. To begin by thanking Howie and Chevy Friedman for dedicating this drasha in memory of Chevy's father, Yehoshua Yaakov ben Chaya Rachel, whose yahrzeit is on this coming Shabbos. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshama will have an aliyah and the family a Nechama. We have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Vayishlach, and Vayishlach is filled with dramatic episodes. The drama begins when Yaakov Avinu hears that Esav is approaching with 400 men. He splits the camp. The whole preparation for the encounter with Esav, the wrestling match between Yaakov and the Ish, the mysterious man, on the night before the encounter. Finally, the encounter itself between Yaakov and Esav that could have gone so terribly wrong, but Baruch Hashem turns out to be a dramatic reunification between the brothers. Then, of course, we move on to the dramatic and traumatic story of Dinah in Shechem, the subsequent wiping out of Shechem, and again, difficulty after difficulty, challenge after challenge, really becomes the hallmark of Yaakov Avinu's life. But interestingly enough, towards, I'd say, like the beginning, middle of the parsha, the Torah tells us that Yaakov Avinu traveled home at a slower pace. Remember, Baruch Hashem is a large family, a large flock, so he wasn't able to enter into Canaan and just immediately go home, but the journey itself took some time. And the Torah goes into an incredible amount of detail where Yaakov Avinu stayed each stage of the journey, and you look at this and you read these psukim, and they seem relatively innocuous and, to be honest, unimportant. Unimportant. They don't really tell us so much about the storyline. They don't really contribute so much to the narrative of Yaakov Avinu's life, but of course, if the information is included, if the psukim are here, it means that they have an incredible meaning, an incredible relevance to us as well. So the pasuk says in Parak Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yud Ches, chapter 33, verse 18, Vayovo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. Yaakov Avinu came Shalem. Shalem, which literally means complete, whole, to the city of Shechem Be'eretz Canaan, Bevolmi Padan Aram Vayichan Sham Pnei Ha'ir. Ultimately, again, and he sets up camp right outside of Shechem. So again, Yaakov Avinu, one of the stops on the way back to the home of Yitzchak and Rivka, he stops in Shechem. Now, interestingly enough, the word Shalem, so most opinions or most commentaries or many commentaries explain Shalem means safe. He made it safely to the city of Shechem. This is part of the whole dramatic narrative that, remember, Esav wants to travel along with Yaakov. Yaakov doesn't want to go with Esav. So he kind of has to put on a little bit of a charade. Once again, a little bit of a charade with Esav that the kids can't travel, the flock can't travel. So he makes it safely. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem. He's able to make it safely to the city of Shechem. But Rashi says something different. Rashi says, no, Shalem doesn't mean safely. Shalem means whole or complete. And Rashi says, what does this mean? Shalem Begufo. Yaakov Avinu arrives in the city of Shechem, and he is complete physically. His body was complete. What does this mean? Shenisrape mitzali iso. That, remember again, as we mentioned before, in his wrestling match with the Malach, with the Ish, with the, as we identify, the angel of Esav, he was injured. Yaakov was injured in the thigh by the sciatic nerve. And the Torah tells us, Vayavo Yaakov Shalim. By the time he comes ultimately again to Shechem, he is physically healed. Shalim b'mamono. He was financially whole. How so? Shelo chaser klum mikol osa daran. Because even though he gave such a very large gift to Esav, he was not financially depleted. He was financially whole. And Shalim b'toraso. Ultimately, again, he was spiritually whole. What does that mean? Shelo shachach tamudo bebeis lavan. That despite having spent more than 2 decades in a spiritually hostile environment, Yaakov Avinu was whole. So Rashi says something incredibly beautiful. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem doesn't just simply mean that Yaakov Avinu came to Shechem safely. Rather, it means that Yaakov Avinu arrived in Shechem whole, complete. He was physically healed, he was financially healed, and he was spiritually healed. Physically healed from the encounter with the Malach, financially healed in that although he must have suffered some level of financial setback, he gave away so much stuff to Esav, but nevertheless, he was fine financially, Baruch Hashem, and whole or complete spiritually. That despite spending all of that time in Lavan's home, he was not adversely spiritually affected. And Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKohen Kok, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha, asks a very simple question. He says, why does it take coming to Shechem to make Yaakov whole? Or to see a little bit differently. If you follow the chronology of events, after Yaakov takes leave of Esav, he actually goes to a place that he names Sukkos. That's what he named it. Again, named after the huts that he made for his animals. And Rashi there tells us that Yaakov Avinu spent 18 months in the city of Sukkos, which is really incredible, which tells us then that by the time he gets to the city of Shechem, it's almost 2 years after his encounter with Esav. Isn't that incredible? Almost 2 years, a year and a half, between a year and a half and 2 years, until he goes ahead and he gets finally to Shechem. So asks Rav Kook, I don't understand. Why wasn't Yaakov whole already sometime before? And why now? Why upon the arrival in Shechem, certainly does the Torah tell us, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, he's financially whole, he's physically whole, he's spiritually whole. What's the pshat? And Rav Kook says something so simple, yet so profound. Because it takes time to heal. Because people don't heal overnight. We understand this in the realm of physicality. Right? Certainly, again, you know, a little boy breaks his leg, and the little boy's sitting inside, and what does he want more than anything? He just wants to go out and play with his friends now. Now, so you have to say, Shefala, Tatala, you got to heal. It's going to take a little bit of time. You're going to have a lifetime filled with playing and enjoying, and your chaver and your friends are going to be there waiting for you. But it takes time to heal. You can't just heal everything overnight. Physical healing takes time. And Rav Kook tells us that the Torah Kadosh is coming to sensitize us to the fact that other forms of healing take time as well. You know, sometimes I make spiritual mistakes in life. Not sometimes, often. I make big spiritual mistakes in life. I do things I should not do. I engage in activities or behaviors that are actively detrimental and spiritually deconstructive. And then suddenly again, I decide, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be this person anymore. I want to change. I want to uplift myself. And often what I want more than anything is instantaneous change. But yet we know people who try to affect instantaneous change ultimately, again, find themselves regressing and relapsing. Because I could change. I could fix that which is spiritually broken inside of myself. But it takes time. It takes time to mend wounded spirituality. It takes time to mend a broken neshama. This is so incredibly important because, you know, it's around this time of year, right before Hanukkah, Habo Aleinu Letova, that, you know, we begin to look back a little bit. And many of us, if you're like me, you made a whole bunch of promises by the Yamim Noroim, right? By Elul, by Tishrei, Aser Simei Tshuva, Shana Rabba, Shmini Atzeres, right? It's going to be different. And it's right about this time of year that I look back and, like, I'm relapsing. I'm doing some of the same things that I did Tshuva for just a few months ago. How is it that I'm regressing? And the truth is, a lot of times we look at that and we say, oh, that means I'm failing. I'm a failure. Another year I failed. It's not true. Because change takes time. You could go ahead and decide on Rosh Hashanah that you're going to be a dramatically different person. And that's incredible. That's wonderful if you feel you need to do that. You could make a pledge to become someone different, but you also have to understand that it takes time to become someone different. If I've injured my soul because of negative detrimental activity, so a decision to change doesn't automatically or immediately comprehensively change me. It's a beginning. It's an incredible first start. But the process of mending a broken soul takes time. The same way that to mend a broken body, it takes time. The same way that if I made bad financial decisions, to mend a broken bank account also takes time. To fix things takes time. To mend a broken heart takes time. You know, sometimes people do things to us and they hurt us. People visit pain upon us. You know, as much as we're supposed to be down the kaf sechos, give everyone the benefit of the doubt, you know, sometimes you can't give the benefit of the doubt because sometimes what someone else did to me is just wrong. It's just wrong. There's no way to explain it. There's no way to be malamed sechos to go ahead and give the benefit of the doubt. It's wrong. And sometimes in life I'm hurt. I'm hurt, and I'm hurt badly. And it takes time to heal. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with the blessing of resilience. We are resilient people. We are so much stronger than we think we are. And even if someone breaks my heart into a million pieces, I can rebound, and I can get back up. But I have to recognize, it's going to take time. You know, just the other week, I was having a conversation with a wonderful woman, an almana, a widow, who lost her husband. And she was telling me she's still in Shloshim in the 30 days since the death. And she was lamenting the fact that she can't believe she misses her husband so much. And I tried to explain to her that you have to allow yourself to grieve. She had an expectation in her mind that by now she should be quote-unquote okay. By now she should be a little bit better. By now she should be over it. Well, sometimes you just have to allow yourself to be a little bit broken. Sometimes you have to allow yourself to grieve a little bit. You have to allow yourself to be part of the loss. The healing will come, but the healing takes time. So if someone's broken your heart into a million pieces, you'll get better. You'll be all right. You'll get back up, but it's going to take time. And the opposite works true as well. If I'm the perpetrator and I've hurt someone very badly, you know, this happens in marriages all of the time. I do something wrong to my wife. I hurt my wife. I say something I shouldn't say. I'm not talking about me. I'm saying other people. I do something I shouldn't. I say something. I do something I shouldn't have done. I say something I shouldn't have said. And then, you know, it's amazing what always happens. So again, I'll use myself as the example. I apologize. I'm sorry. And here's what's fascinating. What's my expectation from the apology? My expectation is everything is fine. Everything is. I apologized. It was even sincere. It was so sincere that you could even see like a little moisture on the corner of my eye. That's how bad I feel about what I did. I've never given such a sincere apology. I've never meant I'm sorry like the words I just said to you now. And it's more than just that. I love you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm so sorry. And I expect like immediate forgiveness, and I expect an immediate reset. The apology is sincere. Isn't that enough? And the answer is no. People need time to heal. So if you hurt someone, it's important to give a genuine apology. But don't expect that person to necessarily be able to embrace you, either literally or metaphorically, just because you've given them the most sincere apology. Because when your heart is broken, it takes time to heal. So whether I'm the individual who has been hurt, I know I'm going to be in pain for a little while. It's going to take me some time to heal. Or if I'm the person who perpetrated the pain, give people the space to heal. Recognize that even if you were sincere in your apology, it may take some time for them to rebound back to you, to come back to you, to be able to reengage. This, says Rav Kook, is the incredible message that Torah HaKadosh is teaching us. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem. Yaakov healed. He healed. He healed physically. He healed financially. He healed spiritually. But it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen instantaneously. It's not the pshat that he walked into Eretz Kanaan, and poof, he's a brand new person. He walked away from Esav, poof, he's a brand new person. Close to 2 years. Close to 2 years it took Yaakov Avinu to heal, because we have the ability to heal from anything, really from anything, but it takes time. It takes time. And this is the dramatic lesson that Torah HaKadosh is teaching us. Because the truth is, we all have to heal from something, because we all have something broken inside of us. So if it's your leg, it's much easier to understand that I have to give the limb time to heal. I have to give the bone time to fuse back into its strong state. But we have to remember that the same principles apply to the heart and to the soul. If your heart has been broken, either because you've been adversely impacted or treated by someone else, mistreated by someone else, or because of loss, give yourself the time to heal. And if you've hurt someone else, give them the time to heal. And if I've broken my neshama because I've engaged in things that I should not be engaging in, and I'm doing things in life that are just simply detrimental and undermine my trajectory of growth, I can change. And I could change profoundly. And I could change dramatically. I just have to accept that it's going to take time. Vayavo Yaakov Shalem Ir Shechem is not simply a geographic statement of Yaakov Avinu's arrival in a new city, but it's the most incredible message of hope. Anything that's broken can be fixed. You just have to have the courage, the strength, the wisdom, but most importantly, the time and patience to allow it to happen. Wishing everyone a beautiful Erev Shabbos and a restful Shabbos Kodesh.